Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, we take you inside the latest NYPD Shield Conference held earlier this month. The topic was school and campus security. The Police Department's Counterterrorism Bureau leads the Shield program under the direction of Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly.
Today we broaden our focus and look at violent events that have taken place at schools and university, both as acts of terrorism and active shooting incidents. We see no imminent threat to U.S. academic institutions from Al-Qaeda or others. But given this historic, the history of violent incidents overseas and at home, it's certainly our responsibility to be prepared.
NYPD Shield is a public-private sector partnership rooted in information sharing. This latest conference was presented by a variety of law enforcement agencies whose jurisdictions have been affected by violent school tragedies. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge provided an overview of the shooting deaths this April at Virginia Tech. He had chaired a special panel that investigated the shootings. The conference also heard from Major John Kurtz of the Pennsylvania State Police. Kurtz reviewed a shooting that occurred last April in an Amish schoolhouse.
Monday, October 2nd started out like any other school day at the West Nickel Mines Amish School. Nobody other than Charles Roberts had any idea what was going to happen on this day.
The gunman, Charles Roberts, would end up killing five young girls after taking the one-room schoolhouse hostage, leaving the entire community traumatized by the aftermath. Major Kurtz drew from the experience to share with approximately 200 audience members comprised mainly of school security personnel and other law enforcement.
West Nickel Mines Amish School was one of 180 one-room schoolhouses in Lancaster County. Has no electricity, no phones, no security, no computer systems. You need to know those specialized communities in your particular area or that are in your school environment. You want to set up a liaison because it needs to be there ahead of time, during, and after an incident.
Next, the audience heard from Chief Jeff Schrader of the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office. He was working the morning teenagers Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris began their assault on Columbine High School. His presentation included a recording of one of the 911 calls from that April 20th. The caller survived. Chief Schrader praised her fortitude.
Patty Nielsen was on that day an art teacher at Columbine High School. So she was in the hall outside of the library when this incident started to occur. Ultimately, as I believe most of you probably would recall, in the libraries where most of the children were in fact killed. She stands out to me as one of the heroes of Columbine, certainly for taking control of the library there and doing what she could with what information she had. Patty Nielsen, in spite of going through that event, the following fall went back into the classroom. And I think that's a lesson that we can all learn from people who are involved in incidents like these. People are going to rise above, and those kind of examples are worthwhile to follow.
Following the reviews of the Amish School and Columbine tragedies, members of the NYPD Counterterrorism Division spoke. Peter Patton is an intelligence research specialist. He shared both historical perspective.
Since 1968, there have been 767 terrorist attacks against educational facilities worldwide that have resulted in 1,883 deaths.
And present-day pragmatism.
We need to understand that schools are just like any other facility. You know, PS-120 is the same thing in terms of an essential security program, the same thing with the stock exchange, with the Citicorp building. You know, effective security programs, protocols need to be implemented.
Patton was followed by Counterterrorism Sergeant Charles Famulari. he supplied the audience with a detailed accounting of what these programs should involve.
An emergency response plan is only as good as the training given to the personnel who must implement the plan. At a minimum, the contents of an emergency plan should include the following: clear and concise objectives, responsibility and authority, notification procedures, evacuation procedures, containment procedures, special procedures for fire.
The second part of the conference involved NYPD specialists from the Special Operations Division and detective bureaus. They discussed what schools could expect from the department and guided them to think about how their campus could help.
We've done quite a few drills, quite a few exercises, active shooting drills in schools. These drills are conducted along with other agencies. We are the incident commander for a hostage incident. He'll also work collaboratively with the private entities. You know what is in those buildings better than we do.
Over 3,900 people participate in the SHIELD program. Members of the private security and law enforcement community can receive intelligence and threat briefings conducted by the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Divisions. More information is available at nypdshield.org. The Counterterrorism Bureau was also the feature of this month's video podcast, which you can find on the NYPD website and through iTunes. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.